This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Anthony Mary Claret. Is it possible to be appointed the Spanish Queen's personal chaplain, receive the nation's highest honors, and still stay out of politics? In the case of Anthony Mary Claret, the answer is definitely yes. Anthony was born in 1807, the fifth child in a family of 11. His parents attended church regularly and received the sacraments. From them, Anthony learned prayers to the Blessed Mother, to whom he had a special devotion. The idea of eternal life made a deep impression on Anthony, as did the thought of how great an insult sin is to God. He had real sorrow for the great pains which serious sinners would endure for all eternity. Anthony's father made thread and fabrics in the village of Salent, Spain, and after Anthony completed his early schooling, put him to work in his factory. Anthony did his work carefully and was even asked to encourage the workers to do their best. Under his leadership, everyone took turns reciting the rosary before work started at 8 a.m. in the morning, at noon, and again at 9 p.m. when the factory closed. Anthony was very talented in making patterns and fabrics. He attended a special drawing school in Barcelona and studied Spanish and French to help the family business prosper. About this time, certain events allowed Anthony to see that he was being protected from both physical and spiritual harm. One day, as he was walking along the beach, a very large wave swept him out to sea. He called on the Mother of God for help, and without knowing how to swim, was returned safely back to shore. Other temptations against purity and poverty showed him the spiritual dangers which were ever present in the world. These insights led him to decide to enter the priesthood so he could serve God. He was admitted into the seminary and was ordained 4 years later, although the usual course of study was 7 years long. His first assignment was assistant pastor in his hometown village. During his second year, the pastor retired and Anthony was named full-time pastor. Each day he fasted, did penances, set aside time for private prayer, said Mass, heard confessions, visited the sick to bring them the last sacraments. Each Sunday he preached at the Masses and taught catechism to the children. His parishioners responded by helping and praying for him, but still he was not satisfied. He felt he should be directed by the bishop to preach missions wherever he was most needed. His reason for entering the mission field was to heal people spiritually so they would return to God. But he was often asked to cure bodily illnesses as well. He had some knowledge of medicine, and when physicians could not treat a case, Anthony would prescribe a remedy, knowing that the real healing came from God. Word of his healing successes and his reputation as a speaker spread quickly. Churches where he spoke could not contain the crowds which came to hear him speak, causing him to hold his missions out of doors. But Anthony was not loved by all. His mission usually began under a cloud of lies, slander, and suspicion spread by proud men who rejected God and encouraged persecution of the church. About halfway through, because of his success, his detractors changed their tactics and began to praise him, which would make the local officials suspicious that he might try to incite rebellion against them and the crown. Many times orders were issued for his arrest, but were never carried out because he moved quickly from one assignment to the next, usually some distance from his last mission. The devil sometimes took a hand against Anthony, and once caused a large stone from the main arch of a church to fall into the crowd, but no one was injured. On several occasions, someone would rush into the church shouting that the town was on fire and that everyone should leave, but after a delegate was sent, no fire could be found. Anthony tried to set a good example as a priest. He often rose at 3 a.m. to begin his prayers. Although he had a good appetite, he ate little. He mortified himself by penances and fasting. He always walked in imitation of the apostles. His life was literally driven by the desire to make God known, loved, and served by all, to save people from hell, and to see people happy in the grace of God. He was appointed against his will as Archbishop of Cuba in 1850. During the 6 years he was there, the country endured three revolutions in which he played a large part in quieting. In 1 year, there were severe earthquakes which lasted from mid-August until the end of December, which completely destroyed the cathedral and capital city. Following these, the plague of cholera swept the island, killing many. During all this, Anthony made personal visit on foot to each of his parishes, not once as required, but four times. He established religious instruction, reformed the seminaries and the clergy, and built schools with libraries and laboratories to experiment in plant and animal improvement. It is recorded that he personally confirmed more than 300,000 people during his stay in Cuba. One evening, after a mission, he was attacked and severely wounded by a disgruntled man whose mistress had been converted by Anthony. Within a short time, his deep wounds were miraculously healed. After 6 years in Cuba, Anthony was told that he had been appointed by the Queen of Spain as her confessor and religious instructor to her 5-year-old daughter. Court life was very busy, and the Queen made sure her ladies attended Mass, received the sacraments, and practiced other devotions. But Anthony did not feel at ease among those who were always concerned about their individual advancement and special favors. He set only 1 hour aside each day to receive those who sought better jobs or some special considerations. Anthony believed so strongly that he should stay out of political affairs that he sometimes wished that a revolution would drive him from the court. His real love was to visit the hospitals, prisons, preach to the nuns or religious, to study, and to write books and pamphlets. In his literary work, the Queen was his strongest supporter. She read his works and helped to distribute his writings among her friends and the court. In 1865, a rebellion grew against the Catholic Church, and Anthony left the court. His opponents forced him to move to various cities in Europe, and finally to France, where in 1870 he died. Anthony Claret devoted his life's energies to save souls and to tell everyone of God's love for us. He founded a missionary order called the Congregation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which is known today as the Claretians. During his 35 years as a priest, he wrote 144 books and preached more than 25,000 sermons. God gave Anthony special graces, which were that of healing, foretelling the future, bilocution, and that of holding the actual presence of Jesus within his body. Anthony was declared to be a saint in heaven in 1950. Anthony understood that in order to love, he had to search for, pray for, and really work hard to increase in this gift from God. His life was devoted to tell of the love God has for us and encourage others to desire this gift. Our life also must be actively spent in searching for, praying for, and working to increase in the virtues so we may become more perfect as God is perfect.